As a matter of fact, those days are the days of the Romans and the Greeks. They are the ones that pioneered democracy. How many of you know now? And democracy is the highest number takes it. So it is supposed that for the fact that 3,000 came on the day of Pentecost, that the manifestation came, that those 3,000, their philosophy, their worldview, should now be the basis for which the young church should be run. But these men have been with God for long, and they kept record of his dealings. That is what now became the apostles' doctrine. Because many of the... Are you with me? Many of the things the apostles taught, they never knew what it was, even when Jesus was alive. It was when Jesus left that they began to understand, they began to put together what was the apostles' doctrine. Because as I taught you people, the apostles' doctrine is what the apostles taught about Jesus, or rather taught about Jesus Christ. Are you getting the point? So a time came when they have to remember that their calling, according to the book of Luke chapter 24, is that God called them because they were witnesses of God. Now called them to be witnesses unto. As a matter of fact, the basic qualification to be witnesses unto, you have to... I know the general thing is not about witnesses of, but for that time it is important that the witnesses unto are first of all witnesses of. Are you getting the point? That is why people like Luke, when he was writing the book of Acts, referencing the one he first of all wrote in this book of Luke. Can you shout? Very good. No. Luke chapter 1. Now, if you can show us, I have short time. For as much as many have taken in hand to set forth what? In order, a declaration of those things which are most surely believed among us. Verse 2. Even as they delivered them unto us, which from the beginning were what? From the beginning were what? See, it were those people that were eyewitnesses from the beginning that succeeded in being the witnesses unto. So Jesus made sure that the fundamental part, the fulcrum of the people that will carry forth the mandate that he was handing to them, are not men that are just endued with power. They are men that have been with Jesus. Are you getting the point? So fundamentally, they were witnesses of. And what it meant to be witnesses of is this, that they were with them from the beginning. You will remember that when Judas left and they came to the book of Acts chapter 1, and they were trying to replace Judas. And one of the criteria for the person that will replace Judas is that the person have to be with us from where? So that means that you don't need to tell the person many things. The person was hewn from the apostolic culture, apostolic setting. There are many things you don't need to explain. Are you getting the point? They already know the focus of Jesus. They were not called among the 12, but they were not. They were always part of the lectures. When the 12 were taught, they were there. Are you getting the point? So that means that the Holy Ghost can come on them and they will deliver the assignment. The only thing that is different between them and the 12 was the gift of grace. Are you getting the point? So much so that people like Priscilla and Aquila met a young man that is called Apollos. Apollos is mighty in words. I hope you know that between Apollos and Paul, Paul is the one that has much revelation. Apollos is the one that has the talking. I know you think Paul, because of the way he is writing, that Paul has a lot of utterance. Paul, if Paul is on this day, I will speak better than him. Go and study your Bible. The one that had that grace was Apollos. Apollos was the one that can stand and talk. Before Paul can talk, he has to pray for long and be begging from city to city that men should mobilize prayer for him so that utterance. In fact, because of lack of utterance, there are many things that Paul saw that he couldn't say because he lacked utterance. So he has to be praying. It was the one we are seeing in the scripture was as a result of the prayer investment that certain churches brought on his behalf. That was when he received the capacity to deliver the little that we saw. But he said, there is one 13 years ago, he saw things he can't utter. We wish you were there. You would have supported Paul with prayer so that more utterance will come. Are you getting the point? But that one that was mighty in words, Apollos, the Bible spoke in the book of Acts chapter 19 that he came to a city and he was speaking. People were moved. But what he was saying was not fully correct. That is something, that's the thing about utterance. You be mighty in words, and there is something about words that can gather men's heart. Because men are fundamentally emotional beings. That means that if you know how to use your words, you can gather their heart. That is such a man that Apollos is. If the two of you describe this shirt, people won't want to hear your own. Meanwhile, are you getting the point? Meanwhile, you are seeing the same thing. You understood the same thing. But as he's saying it, they will prefer to listen to his own than your own. That is such a man like Apollos. Mighty in words. But he was not yet fully instructed in the word of the Lord. Priscilla and Aquila appeared. And the Bible said, what did they do? They instructed him more perfectly in the word of the Lord. Why? These men have been, in my own opinion, they are one of the 120. They were such a men that even Paul himself acknowledged them as his elders in faith. A woman was there. Kai. Paul said it. He called some women apostles. Yes. He said, these people started this journey before me. The only thing that differentiated them is the gift of grace. But men like Apollos, even though he was called later to the apostolic ministry, one of the things he understood is that he need to encounter those gifts. Those men have so dealt with the process that makes men such that they have become gates in the apostolic church. Are you getting the point? Such that even them that we are called to become the front runners, you must encounter those gates. So unless people like Apollos encounter the gate called Priscilla, his walk with God will not be correct, even though he is carrying an apostolic call. Why? Because these men were witnesses of before they became witnesses. What? So my point here is that if you get to the book of Acts chapter 2 and see the outpouring and the massive things that were happening, you will make the mistake of thinking the whole thing started that day. It was a build-up. That is why this our meetings is called the 50th day of Pentecost. 50 days. There was a build-up. So historically, between the time that Jesus ascended and the time that the Holy Ghost was poured forth, it was 10 days. Are you getting the time? Follow me. Between the time he resurrected and the time he ascended was 40 days. Are you with me? Or that is why the Bible said in the book of, why not show us Acts chapter 1? Acts chapter 1, verse, show us the verse, I think 4 or 5. 4 or 5. Let's see 5. Let's see 6. Let's see 3. He said, to whom also he shewed himself what? After his passion by many infallible proofs. Now, what is his passion? His passion is his suffering, his death, and his what? Resurrection. He said, to whom also he shewed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them. How many? I'm not hearing you. How many?
40 days.
So what happened is that there was a 40 days encounter after resurrection. And it is in those 40 days that Jesus began to teach them. He gave them the wide scope. Are you with me? The wide scope of what to do. It was here that he reoriented them. Meanwhile, because the Holy Spirit has not come, many of them couldn't yet piece together what Jesus was yet saying. But once the Holy Spirit came, he was able to call to their remembrance the things that Jesus spoke. That is why the most updated of the Gospels is the book of John. Are you with me? Because John was writing in hindsight. Are you with me? John, the book of John, he was writing in hindsight. That is why he can afford to make that statement in, is he not chapter 6, where he said, on that great day, the final day of the feast, that Jesus raised his voice and said, whosoever thirst, let him come, so that he will drink. Then out of his belly shall what? Flow rivers of living water. And he said, this he spake, talking about the Holy Ghost, that shall be given to them that believe. Meaning, are you getting the point? Meaning that whoever is writing this thing has already encountered the Holy Ghost, the outpouring of the Spirit. Are you getting the point? So he's now trying to explain to us, if it was Matthew that was saying this thing, he wouldn't have said it the way John said it. Are you getting the point? So John has experienced the Holy Spirit and is writing about the life of Jesus. That is why he focused on the person of Jesus. Huh? So his declaration will be different from others. So those days that these men hung out with Jesus, those were the days of cooking. 40 days of cooking. Jesus suspended everything he was doing. 40 days with Jesus. All that was happening is cooking. All that was happening is men being brought to the places where they approximate to the point where they will be able to carry the things that is coming. See, don't deceive yourself that you have the capacity for seasons to come. You will not know how much these prayers have changed you to become another being until certain things happen in your life. You find out you are now a rumor rock. That you are somebody that cities can depend on. That your work can be consistent irrespective of anything. That means the times and seasons cannot affect your fellowship with the Father. Those things are not, they are not motivational talk. Are you getting my point? In fact, sometimes you won't even know that you have become that kind of person. It will take experience to reveal the gold that you have become. Because the Bible said that our faith is faith like pure gold. And you can only get pure gold when you test it in fire. So for 40 days, Jesus was teaching them many things. It was those things he taught them that they now began to teach as the apostles' doctrine. Because the Bible said, told us that they began to break the bread, meat, pray, and all that. Where did they learn it? As a culture. Because as of the time that Jesus was yet alive physically, one of the things that we noticed is that the disciples don't like to pray. They don't like to fast. Is it not true? They don't like to pray. They don't like to fast. But when the Holy Ghost now came, they are now telling us that their culture is not just that they pray. They said it has become our culture to pray. Something has happened to you, Highborn. Something has happened to a man that didn't like prayer before, now calling prayer a part of his culture. Somebody that is struggling for 30 minutes prayer is now calling prayer his culture. If you stay 3 days without hitting 3 hours, something will be it will seem as if your life is out of, you are missing something. Sometimes the reason why some of us come to pray in the evening like this is because that it has become part of our routine. That is what it means to be a culture. That these men are no more praying. Are you with me? Because a time will come, the Holy Spirit will be poured. And when it's poured, the question is, should we stop? Should we stop? Because the men that were praying, the reason why Jesus showed them that path that he showed them is that whatsoever brought the Pentecost is what will keep the Pentecost. That is why they said that this one now is not the means to an end, it is the end itself. So even though it brought us there so that we will now receive more energy and more impetus to continue doing the same thing. Okay, now let's see Luke chapter 24. Amen. And he said unto them, these are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalms concerning me. So Jesus is here just trying to remind them that even though you people saw me as one guy, one prophet, is it not true? Is it not how they saw him? Check the book of Luke. Is it not chapter 16 or thereabout? Where those guys that were going to Emmaus saw him. They say Jesus, who was a certain prophet. Meanwhile, Jesus spent all his life trying to tell them that his mandate is beyond being just a prophet. But certain of the disciples still called him prophet. No wonder when Jesus administered the questionnaire, many people escaped. Say, who do men say that I am? Before he said, hey, Olive, come and drink my blood. Eat my flesh. Men, the men that didn't come for Jesus escaped. There is a way to do that. You must learn how to give people blood and flesh. It is a mystery. Let me stop there. Once you administer blood and flesh, then the people that is looking for Jesus will stay. Let me stop there. How was our business? So what is happening is that this man still thought that Jesus was a prophet even after he resurrected. He have to give them, in fact, majority of the lecture that he gave them in 40 days was a refresher course. He first of all started with a refresher course to remind them that those things you people saw me doing, living a certain kind of life, as if Jesus will wake up and go here and go here. Some of them will think it's just because. Did you notice that Jesus comes to a city and so much miracle happens that by tomorrow morning the whole of the city has gathered to see him? Yet we say we want to go to another city. If you are not careful, if you are Jesus, if you are Jesus, you just did a talk show and the whole city shut down. And they say, we are not going to go until you give us the all that you have, that you are the man of the time, the man of the season, the man of the moment. What you will do is to pitch your tent there. Is it not part of your motivational talk? Go where you are celebrated. Don't go where you are tolerated. Go where you are celebrated. That is Babylon. Say after me, Babylon. That's Babylon. Guess what? It can build, though. Yes, Babylon can build a tower. A tower that can behave as if it can reach the heavens. But the judgment is that the language will be scattered and Babylon will be brought to her knees. Go where God sent you, not where you are tolerated, not where you are celebrated. Where God what? Sent you. So, where God sent you, they can be slapping your head. They can even insult you where God sent you. After all, where did they send Jesus? To the household of Israel. And he went to his own rejected him. In fact, they didn't just reject him, his own crucified him. So these guys were supposed to know, and Jesus was still bringing them up to date that when he left a city and went to another city, even when they are celebrating him in this city, that part of the reason that he's doing or behaving the way he's behaving is because there is a syllable, there is a kind of life that he has to live that will tally with what is written in the law, what is written in the prophets and in Psalms. It's only you that didn't know that Jesus is living in the life of design. His life was by what? Design. So when he will leave a city where they are celebrating him and come to the coast of Zebulun, of Naphtali, the people that sat in darkness, they have seen light. The people that are sitting in the regions of death have light sprang up.
Huh? Meanwhile, the people, those they didn't know. They just saw one guy. They didn't know that a man came, but in the spirit, it was a light that appeared. So once Jesus entered that territory, a record was born in the spirit. Meanwhile, in the natural, it was another day, just another day. Huh? For men of the spirit, there is nothing like just another day. They know that every step they take is a fulfillment of a design that God has. Huh? You cannot afford to live a day without design. That is why every believer that has started understanding the ways of God and maturing must learn how to be deliberate. You have to learn how to be what? Deliberate. That is why you have to be full of the Spirit all the time. When you are full of the Spirit, you'll be deliberate. Because being deliberate doesn't necessarily mean I will do this, I will do that, let me do it. No, no. It means you are full of the Spirit, and the content that you are filled with will begin to drive you. Because for Jesus to go into the wilderness, the Bible says that he was led. In fact, the right thing to say there, I think if you click it on the lexicon, what you will see is that Jesus was driven by the Holy Spirit. Do you know what it means? It means that today, oh boy, hunger hold me. Oh, I know if you fast. If I don't fast today, did I sin? Huh? Has it not happened to you? And all the advice that people will be giving you, as soon as you open Facebook, somebody will post an analogy where it's not about fasting, it's about the shape of your heart, the posture of your heart. You open another one, it will tell you that all these people fasting in January, that they are hypocrites. And you don't want to be a hypocrite. You open another one, they tell you that Jesus has fasted, you don't need to fast. You open another one, they tell you that that his mercy and grace is not about labor, that there is no need for human effort. You open another one, they will tell you that all kinds of things that day. If I'm you, this is how I respond to matters like that. I will take it as an attack. That's how I take it. If I wake up one day and uncharacteristically by 8 a.m. in the morning, I'm feeling this. Has it not happened to you? You are just feeling this hunger. Thing is shaking your head everywhere. And that day, your mom is cooking ham, eggs, and everything, and the kind of Jesus. It has not happened to you. They started cooking by 5 in the morning. They used to cook by 10 a.m. in your house, but that day they started by 5 in the morning. And they are doing it near the window. When your sister fry 4, you say, come and test. If I'm you, speak in tongues. After me, speak in tongues. Shta, shta, kaba. Shta, shta, kabatua. Shta, katat, shta, katat. Katat, batat. I will not turn my stones to bread. So that day, amongst any other day, if you plan to fast 6 to 3, fast 6 to 6. In fact, that day, don't use your heart. You know the thing will be is fighting in your heart. Don't just use your heart, use your mouth too. Let me tell you my own. This is what I do when it comes like that. I say, ha. Say, who is this guy? Now set and be this off. Because of this thing you are doing, I will not do 6 to 3, I will do 6 to 9 in the night. Stay there. Is it not me and you? Would I hear? There is one day I did it. Under 1 minute, the team left. That's when I knew that the power of Satan is the flesh. The power of Satan is the flesh. So if Satan wants to fight you, he will not come and fight you direct. He will steer your flesh against you. So those days we began to fast 3 days straight. One of the things that happened to us, as soon as we start fasting, headache will come. As soon as you start fasting, you start having a running nose. Has it not happened to you? Running nose. Before you know it, offense will start coming. People will start offending you. All kinds is the flesh. The flesh. Don't worry. By next week,
far before the end of this week, one of the things you will start seeing is that you start noticing offense. Who will start offending you? On that day, say, thank you, Jesus, for my fasting has started working. If you didn't encounter any offense, that means the flesh has not been stirred. You can't take record of the things to deal with specifically in your prayer. Because, as I said, you know, the way to deal with the flesh is to expose it first, not to cover it. Huh? Just like a wound, you expose it. The thing might smell. Are you with me? But don't bother about the smell. It can only smell for 2 days. Am I not correct, doc? If somebody is injured and they use artificial means and cover it, and you want to, as a medical personnel, you want to deal with the wound, is it not that you will open it first? When you open it, is it pleasant? Does it not smell? So, but for those 2 days, it will be smelling. But after 2 days, people will notice that there is a treatment going on. When you see your neighbor passing through a dealing, don't laugh at the person. The person has been blessed by heaven. It might look as if his life is counter to what you should expect from that kind of person in that season. But you don't know God. You don't know that that person is in a place where he will become a pattern for men in the future. You don't have dealings, then you don't have much blessing from God. The blessings of God is in hunger, is in burdens, is in dealings. These are the real blessings. These are the things that can work out such a thing that a generation can come and drink from. What do you tell your generation? You tell them just the story of Ayo Babalola. What of your story? How did God help you from here to here? What are the processes you passed through? How many times did you disappoint God? How did you learn to be consistent? How did you learn to rescue yourself from the pit of inconsistency and became a man that is reliable in the spirit? How? The days that you are inconsistent, men that doesn't know where God is taking you can laugh at you. Are you getting the point? But they didn't know that. What they don't know is that God is making out a patterned man out of you. Without that blessing of a dealing, what do you tell people? You just be sharing scripture. You just say that it's good to love people. It's good to. How did you learn love? Huh? How did you learn love? How many times did they take out? How many times did people offend you so much? And God is telling you, go to that person and apologize. How many times? You don't have story. You don't have anything to say. And sometimes we think it's one-time event. God will continue bringing it in your life until you die to that sensitivity. Are you with me? That is why we come to 50 days. So that God will continue to work in us. By the time we approach the outpouring, we'll be men that have the capacity, unknowing to you, sometimes you know, but unknowing to you, that you have now retained the capacity to hold large measures of grace. Nations will be seeking you. See, I speak of the things that I've tested in a measure. Are you hearing me? By the time we finished last year's 50 days of Pentecost, it seemed as if they just catapulted me. As I'm talking to you now, elders seek to be my friend, elders. And you need to know what draws elders is not manifestation. What draws elders is the stature that you have that they have perceived. That's what draws elders. You know, others can be doing manifestation, but elders are drawn to stature. Somebody that have capacity to be leaned on. Huh? A man that cities can be handed to. A man that scrolls, not one scrolls will be handed to. And his assignment is to assign scrolls to men. What kind of man? What kind of a man is that? How much have you entered into the wisdom of God that God will trust your capacity to assign scrolls to men? Scrolls to run cities, assignments in these last days. See, if you find yourself here, then that means that there is a very heavy mandate. I'm not trying to psych you. You would have noticed that the way we behave here is such that if you are not looking for Jesus, you will go. And if you even come to me, there are people that came, they said they came from Port Harcourt, they are looking for me. I said, no problem. Just be praying. The person prayed 2 days. He said, I want to see you. I said, don't be praying. Is he a must that I will see you? Those guys escaped. What they don't know is that it's a test. There are people that came down now. I saw them down now. So that it will be easy for us to remove the goat and find out people that is looking for Jesus. You must learn how to serve people. Serve them blood and flesh. Once you serve them blood and flesh, they will escape. You only have the 12. And you turn to them and say, you too, you know they go. Because we are approaching the season where, are you with me? Cities will be apportioned to men. And once we are approaching that time, it is when we build with blocks. It was when the revelation came that Jesus now started telling them, I'm about to die. That a new chapter and a new season is about to be opened up in the move of God. That all this questionnaire that is being administered and the things that we are passing through is an attempt to sieve out the chaff. Do you know how many people that started gathering for the Pentecost? It was 500. The day Jesus left, and I told you people that it was just 10 days from the time Jesus left and the day the Spirit was poured. Just 10 days. And in 10 days, 500 members reduced to 120. It was that 120 that the Holy Ghost met. Where is the rest? Where is the rest? Where is the rest? Where is the rest? Give me a little volume. This is the question that this generation will be asked again. The groom is calling us again to the bath chamber. And I found out it's not a hit and run. Our heart must be tested. We have to prove to God once again how much we need Him. We have to wait on Him for long enough. That our fragrance will have the pungency to attract Him from the streets into our rooms. That was how the lady was able to bring the groom into her bedroom. Compelling. That is the story of our love in Jesus. You can't really know when you are correct in this fellowship. You can't know who is wooing who. In certain seasons, it will seem as if the Father is wooing men to the bachelor. Wooing men. He said, you are not the one that called me. I am the one. So the day a man just rose and said, I want to fast and seek God. What he didn't know is that from heaven, they released a desire, a burden, and it was trapped in your heart. That is what made you to come. So you just started fasting, you stopped fasting, you stopped seeking just 2 days. What you don't know is that what even pushed you to start in the first place? There is a chamber that is open in heaven, and they are releasing hunger. Bottle. And one of the names and location is Elijah. When he came upon the face of the earth, you just thought you are the one that just decided to continue seeking God. You wouldn't know your name is being marked amongst them that will carry light coat of grace. What happens is that ultimately we'll be the ones that will determine how far we are going to go with God. Ultimately, what God will do is to bring us to a place where every man is without excuse. Such was what Jesus was doing. The same measure of grace in prayer, in fasting, bring you to a query site where if it is true that you are willing to enter into your ordination, then you will have the circumstances correct. You will have the situation tampered in such a way that it will precipitate the you that God knew from eternity. There is the you that is in you. That you that is in you is what a generation is waiting for. It's a version. It's a version that will never appear until we begin to approximate in our walk with God, such that a day will come and men will look at us and wonder, what kind of men are these? I thought they were unlearned men. But the oppressions that is coming out of our life is as a result of the fact that we have stayed with him for long. Are you here for hit and run, or are you willing to stay with Jesus? Don't worry, the day of your appearing, men will not know how long it took. All they are interested is in the manifestation. Let something quick happen. Let something quick. I'm yet to see something tangible, heavy, that happened very fast. In fact, if you are going very, very far with God, he will keep you for long. And you stay there. First day, they reduced to 450. Second day, they reduced to 400. Are you with me? Third day, they reduced to 350. Fifth day, they reduced to 300. Seventh day, they reduced to 250. Me, I know I was there. Me and John, we are here. We are in the front. We said, we no go go. My sister can leave, but I won't leave. I've seen the future. Have you seen the future? Have you seen the future? The price you are willing to pay for certain things in your life is dependent on the vision that has consumed your heart. Men of clear vision, the way they pay price is reckless. They pay reckless price because they are consumed with the vision in their heart. When they look upon matters and circumstances, their outlook to matters is shaped and blurred by the vision that is in their heart. I tell you, brothers and sisters, if you want to see in the spirit, the matters of God are not seen with eyes, they are seen with the heart. Are you getting the point? Yeah. You see with the eyes of your heart, the eyes of your understanding is in the heart. The Bible spoke about Jesus. He said, for the glory that was set before him. You are seeing the cross, Jesus is seeing the glory. You are seeing the flogging, he's seeing the glory. You are seeing the fasting, he's seeing the glory. That is the only way you can pay the price. After 7 days, this man reduced to 200. 9 days, they reduced to 150. A day to go, some people still left. When the Holy Ghost came on the day of Pentecost, they say, we need men that can marshal cities. Who is the person that will take care of Owerri? Who is the person? Who is the person that will take care of Owerri? Who is the person that will take care of Ogidi? That land that is riddled with priesthood out of the order of darkness. They need heavy men. Heavy men need to come there and turn the city upside down. And you waited. When the weapon is about to come, a day to go, you escaped. I cut a motor satire. Brendoka, Nibota Satambe, Brekota Hambra Tapata, Nayato Satabahaya. What will separate us from the love of God? Speak to Jesus, cry to Jesus. Make a vow, make a commitment. I am willing to pay the price.